only in the mid-50s. Another cold one tomorrow night with the overnight low temperature right around freezing by dawn. A little warmer, mid-60s by Thursday afternoon. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday. Chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm, but a better chance of showers and storms over the weekend. Stay ahead of dramatic weather changes before they happen with our free weather app. It has 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Hey, everyone. Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. We are in our very last week for Paw It Forward, our donation drive to benefit the River Region Humane Societies. That includes Montgomery, Prattville, Otaga, and Elmore County. And today we are live on location at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road from 11:30 to 1 today. I'm going to be here helping take your donations and filling up our Blue Water Broadcasting printer van. We are doing so well. We are so pleased with the success that we have seen so far. But please remember that all of the donations we collect are being divided up amongst the three River Region Humane Societies. So we need to collect as much as we possibly can. Saturday and Sunday really are your very last days to bring your donations by, because we are delivering everything to the Humane Societies on Tuesday morning, I believe. And they're really going to use those donations to help the animals that they take care of there. We need food, bedding, cleaning supplies, towels, rubber toys, anything you can think of. I'll be here until 1 o'clock, Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road. Come out and see me.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. For the second time in a week, Prattville police have arrested a juvenile for threatening an area school. You might remember we told you of a 12-year-old girl who was arrested for making two terrorist threats on social media. Now another 12-year-old girl has been arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot up Prattville's junior and high schools. Police have declined in Prattville to grant any interviews, though, regarding this latest threat. A Selma woman, Cassandra Jones, being held on $1 million bond in Selma, $500,000 for attempted murder, another $500,000 for shooting into an occupied dwelling. A child was injured in the shooting. Contravius Washington and Adrian Richardson are also wanted for attempted murder. And Latrell Alexander has been arrested. Back on February 7th, police say Alexander was involved in an incident in the 2900 block of Carter Hill Road. Alexander's been charged with robbery, but there were no injuries or property taken. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Judd.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825. Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees in all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance, with over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips, fewer screws and bolts. Easy one-person fold-down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Cherokee, the Ram trucks, all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts. And the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is now the third explosion in Austin. The first was on March 2nd. The ATF is on scene. It's unknown right now if they may be hate crimes. The devices seem similar, and at least in the first two cases, the victims have been African American.
The World Series champs being honored at the White House.
A show of world spirit.
President Trump praising the Astros and the city of Houston for the recovery from Hurricane Harvey.
No confirmation yet coming from North Korea about a potential President Trump-Kim Jong-un summit.
Stormy Daniels' attorney makes the offer. She will return the $130,000 if she is allowed to speak openly about her relationship with President Trump. It would also allow her to release any text messages, pictures, and videos.
The American Gaming Association predicting $10 billion worth of bets on March Madness, nearly all of it done illegally.
A ruling on a Powerball winner's fight to remain anonymous in New Hampshire. The judge says the woman can keep her name secret, but that her hometown can be disclosed.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Stock market is up 34 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. Well, let's see. Is there anything going on in the news?
Just a bit, yeah.
Man, 51 degrees outside. It is crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. It's a lot going on. You can go to my website, danmorrisshow.com. We've got a lot of the stories we're going to be covering today, including the Rex Tillerson story. But also the new CIA. We've got some background information up on the website on the new, the proposed CIA director, the first female director. This story was breaking. So all of the news that I was working on before, I had to kind of dump.
Yeah.
Because this was such a big story, and it was coming in so fast, I had to kind of get it as it was coming through. So it was kind of a hectic day day for me. Let's do this. Let's start out with Peter Alexander breaking the news on the Today Show.
This is certainly a stunning announcement, not so much for the fact that it's happening. There has been wide speculation that Tillerson was on the outs, would likely be leaving this administration over the course of perhaps the next several months. But the fact that it was announced this morning, in effect by Twitter, confirmed by the president just moments ago, is what's so stunning to so many. Take a look at what the president tweeted just a short time ago. He writes, Mike Pompeo, director of the CIA, will become our new Secretary of State. He will do a fantastic job. Thank you to Rex Tillerson for his service. Gina Haspel, as you noted, will become the new director of the CIA and the first woman so chosen. Congratulations to all. Just moments ago, a senior administration official emails NBC News and tells us that the president, in effect, wanted to have his new team in place ahead of what will certainly be sensitive negotiations, not just over those trade deals, new tariffs the president's trying to impose, but also, perhaps most notably, because of the likely negotiations the president's hoping to begin with North Korea, agreeing to a face-to-face, a sit-down meeting with the rogue dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, expected to take place over the course of the next several months. So as Rex Tillerson, just returning home, Savannah, from Africa, within the last several hours, is now out of a job. The man who was taking over that job is a person who's really had favored status by the president since the very beginning. He is Mike Pompeo. He was first in his class at West Point. He was a Harvard Law School graduate as well. He's a person who has briefed the president on intelligence from the beginning, and in all my conversations here within this administration and its officials, they have always said the president had a particular liking for Pompeo, that he really trusted the information he got from him, and that Pompeo, in their words, spoke his language. So again, the breaking news right now on this Tuesday morning is the president heading off to California today. We'll see if the president has any public comments about it as he prepares to board that helicopter.
Sure. Savannah. Reporters will be shouting questions first chance they get. The breaking news this morning, Rex Tillerson, after a rocky tenure as Secretary of State, is out. The former Exxon executive will be replaced by Mike Pompeo, formerly of the House Intelligence Committee, who is the current CIA director. And Gina Haspel becomes the first female to lead the CIA.
Okay, isn't it interesting that we just yesterday, can you pop me up a little bit?
Yes.
That just yesterday we were talking about this very thing. We were saying that he deals more with a Troika-type security team, with McMaster's, with Pompeo and Tillerson, and we made a point that Pompeo had been considered for to be a replacement for Rex Tillerson. Also, I think that in timing of the North Korean, if you can go back to yesterday's cut of Mike Pompeo's interview, in preparation for North Korea, the guy who really knows kind of what's going on and knows what he's up against and knows how to certify this is going to be Mike Pompeo. And he's got all the assets out of there. So let's listen in to Mike Pompeo talking about North Korea.
Afternoon, the White House seemed to shift a little bit. Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying that we need to see concrete and verifiable actions before a meeting takes place. The NSC later said she wasn't putting preconditions on a meeting, but should there be preconditions for such a meeting?
Well, John, I think it's important to step back to remember how we got to this place. For an awfully long time, America whistled past the graveyard while the North Korean regime, including this particular leader, continued to develop their nuclear weapons program. This administration came in, the president talked about it in his campaign, and put enormous pressure on the North Korean economy and on the North Korean leadership. That gave us this opportunity where Kim Jong-un now has committed to stopping nuclear testing, stopping missile tests, allowing exercises to go forward, something that's been incredibly contentious in the past, and at the same time saying that denuclearization, complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization is a topic for discussion. And that's when Kim Jong-un said, I'd like to meet with the president. The president made the decision that was the right time to begin that conversation.
And I mean, the more I look at this whole thing, this is going to be ideal for him. And imagine, I think what's going to change here is instead of Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un being in a room basically with a note taker and interpreter, I think that the former CIA director, now Secretary of State, assuming he would be approved by then, which I believe he will, they'll fast track it, that's going to be a different story because he knows to look at Kim Jong-un in the eyes of a CIA person knowing what he is doing. That's big. Sparky Jr., let me go to you, buddy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, the first thing that I thought of when I heard this news was that Dan Morris needs a new joiner. The Dan Morris Show, the news before it happened. I remember clearly you saying exactly this scenario. It was just awesome. So I wonder if this is a big shuffle, you know, the big kind of moving around the big pieces to start unfolding some of the things that have been bubbling below the surface.
Well, I think this is so vintage Donald Trump. Donald Trump one time went on a job site and the guy wasn't doing a building site. The guy wasn't doing the job. He fired him right on the spot and hired another contractor that brought it in on time and under budget. And that's the way he does it. It's not that he has any animosity towards Rex Tillerson. He just knows he's got a real friendship and a bond with Mike Pompeo, and that is very important. That bond is very important to Donald Trump.
And I think that bond also lays on the fact that, okay, we're going to get along because we're both on the same sheet of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we both have the same way of doing things, and now you're closer to me because you're going to do what I want you to do.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the deal is. He's putting them in there because, one, they jive, but number two, they agree.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm having
now, they're all alphas, but I think Trump is the alpha.
Well, and I'm having a hard time thinking of somebody whose stock has risen faster than Mike Pompeo.
Really?
It's incredible how far he's risen from Congress to the CIA, now Secretary of State. I think he might be in the conversation in years to come with maybe sitting in the Oval himself.
Ooh, that's a big one.
I think this is great news. I'm happy for it.
Sparky Jr., thanks for the telephone call. You have a great day. Tell your dad I said hi. Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back when we reload right after this.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal size, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So again, should there be any preconditions put on a meeting? What do you think Kim needs to do in order to get that big meeting that he's been looking for with the U.S.?
Yeah, I just mentioned him. That's what he needs to do. He can't conduct nuclear testing. He's got to stop the missile testing that he's been hard at for the last years. He's got to continue to allow us to perform our militarily necessary exercises on the peninsula, and then he's got to make sure that he leaves on the table that discussion for denuclearization. These are real achievements. These are conditions that the North Korean regime has never submitted to in exchange for conversations. You know, John, I had a chance this weekend to reread the history, the CIA's history of the negotiations that have taken place over the last decades. I'll admit I took a couple hours to watch Wichita State basketball, but I reread them. Never before have we had the North Koreans in a position where their economy was at such risk and where their leadership was under such pressure that they would begin conversations on the terms that Kim Jong-un has conceded to at this point.
So what are we willing to give him in exchange for concessions?
Nothing. Not, you mean for the discussion?
Well, are we willing to give a guarantee that we're not going to try to overthrow the regime, as Secretary of State Tillerson said last year? Are we willing to ease some sanctions? What are we willing to do?
Yeah, look, these discussions will play out over time. This first meeting, I think, is between the president, the leader of North Korea, the two people who are the decision makers, who will ultimately decide what arrangements are acceptable. But make no mistake about it, while these negotiations are going on, there will be no concessions made. The activity of this administration to disrupt the North Korean economy, to put pressure on North Korea, to galvanize the world in a way that you have countries from the Middle East to Europe and Asia placing sanctions on the North Korean regime, those will continue, and we'll see how the talks and the negotiations.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Here's something for you to think about. That was an interview that was done on Sunday. They had decided this on Friday.
Interesting.
So he knew when he was doing all these interviews, he knew what was about to go down. And Rex Tillerson actually came home early. So with that, let's listen to Andrea Mitchell, who is a foreign affairs correspondent for NBC News. Now, this is kind of long, but it's going to be kind of giving you the TikTok. And if I catch this right, Rex Tillerson's dad just passed away. So this is kind of timing, not so good, but he's a big boy. Let's listen in.
This is obviously a big shock to a lot of people who, as recently as 4 a.m., were talking to the Secretary of State when he was landing at Andrews Air Force Base. He did an extensive interview, the longest interview he's ever done, really, on the plane with reporters. And this may be because he felt liberated to talk. He was very explicit in a way that Sarah Sanders definitely was not at the briefing yesterday about the attack on the Russian, the attack on the former Russian spies in London. He strongly supported what Theresa May had said in a big split with the White House briefing. So that was notable. Even put out a statement last night, in addition to the on-the-record, off-camera interview that he had done on the plane. He came back a day early from this lengthy trip to Africa, and the explanation was that he had a lot to do. He had been away for a week before his trip because of the death of his father, that he had obviously to catch up with Korea. So they gave a lot of fairly reasonable explanations for why he was returning a full day early from a lengthy Africa trip. But this is obviously remarkable because it certainly came as a shock to a lot of people who were traveling with him on a very lengthy trip. And I was talking to one of his top advisors late last night on another issue, and there was no hint at all to the people, you know, closest to him in the State Department that this was about to happen. I think obviously he's had definitely a very troubling tenure. First of all, thinking that he was going along with what the president wanted in budget cuts, he put a freeze on all hiring. And also had a management study which never materialized to reshape the State Department. That vision took up his whole first year and basically left him without key people around him. We lack ambassadors, we lack secretaries. There's been a huge decline in the number of Foreign Service officers, resignations right and left, and also take the Foreign Service. There may be a very lengthy deficit from his tenure as Secretary of State, but in many ways he was a more traditional secretary, and certainly since last fall when he was quoted by NBC and you and all the others working on that team as saying that the president was a moron, he never recovered from that. And we remember, of course, also last fall, the president saying, "Don't waste your time, Rex, on diplomacy with North Korea," when he was on his way back from an Asia trip. So he was undercut by the president every turn. There were people in major capitals, Stephanie, saying that they didn't feel they could deal with the Secretary of State or needed to, because the policy was being made directly by the president. We saw that most recently, dramatically, with North Korea.
Joey, I want you to read something for me. The statement there that the deputy undersecretary said, just read the quotation part there.
The secretary had every intention of staying because of the critical progress made in national security. He will miss his colleagues at the Department of State and the foreign ministers he has worked with throughout the world. The secretary did not speak to the president and is unaware of the reason, but he is grateful for the opportunity to serve and still believes strongly that public service is a noble calling.
You know what that guy's doing right now? Nothing. He got fired.
I would say go fishing, man. You got the money. Go relax.
But that undersecretary that wrote that didn't do it with anybody's knowledge, and they just walked in and canned him.
Wow.
Right there on the spot.
Wow.
So note to self, don't do something unless you run it up the chain of command, because it did have that little snarky beginning to it when he was doing that. Now, President Trump is going to California today, and so Trump walks out and goes over to the press pool where they have the press line to watch him take off a Marine One, and he says this statement.
I wish Rex Tillerson well. Gina, by the way, who I know very well, who I've worked very closely, will be the first woman director of the CIA. She's an outstanding person who also I have gotten to know very well. So I've gotten to know a lot of people very well over the last year. And I'm really at a point where we're getting very close to having the cabinet and other things that I want. But I think Mike Pompeo will be a truly great Secretary of State. I have total confidence in him. And as far as Rex Tillerson is concerned, I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well. He's a good man.
So he goes and gets on the airplane. He's heading out to California. But I think what Pompeo said yesterday, the guy who's in charge of this thing has one name, and that's Donald. And he is kind of running the show. This is vintage him. Remember, everybody said, I hope he's going to get a team together and get the right process done. That's exactly what he's doing. And what he did is he had to move Tillerson off to the side to get Pompeo, who knows exactly what's going on in the intelligence part of this action. And I think having Pompeo sitting there right next to him, or after they finish briefing, you've got the Secretary of State, you've got Mattis, you got the National Security Advisor, Chief of Staff, all of those people there for the photo session that we had talked about yesterday, I think it's going to be very, very strong. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me crash my car and make me feel 3 feet thick. I want a new drug. One that won't hurt my head. One that won't make my mouth too dry and make my eyes too red.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Did you know electrical fires account for an estimated 51,000 home fires each year, with over half caused by faulty outlets and outdated wiring? Don't put your home and family at risk. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for all your electrical repair and installation needs. The experienced service professionals at Mr. Electric respect your time, your budget, and your home. They offer upfront pricing, emergency services, and appointments on your schedule. From fixing a faulty switch to upgrading an electrical panel, you'll know exactly what you're paying for. Call today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
as a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu.
As far as Rex Tillerson is concerned, I very much appreciate his commitment and his service.
The president praising his just-fired Secretary of State, but telling reporters they disagreed on some things, unlike the case with the CIA director, who he's tapping to replace Tillerson, calling Mike Pompeo
tremendous energy, tremendous intellect. We're always on the same wavelength.
President's choice to take over Pompeo's CIA job, Gina Haspel, the deputy director there. Critics say she's been linked to a controversial interrogation program.
From Capitol Hill, the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying, quote, the instability of this administration in just about every area weakens America.
Fox's John Roberts. And the latest blizzard to hit the Northeast, suspending Amtrak service between Boston and New York for the rest of the day. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our cooler-than-normal March weather will continue for at least a couple of more days. For today, sunshine, kind of breezy, high in the upper 50s. Clear, cold tonight. Good chance we'll be near the freeze mark by about dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is a breezy, cool day with a high temperature only in the mid-50s. Another cold one tomorrow night with the overnight low temperature right around freezing by dawn. A little warmer, mid-60s by Thursday afternoon. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday. Chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm, but a better chance of showers and storms over the weekend. Stay ahead of dramatic weather changes before they happen with our free weather app. It has 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Several people kind of weighed in on the Pompeo and Tillerson situation. Lindsey Graham was one of them. And it's interesting of how he answers this question.
Well, I appreciate Rex's service to the country. Pompeo is a great choice. The primary job of the Secretary of State is to be able to execute policy and to explain policy to the world in terms of what the president's thinking. Nobody's closer to President Trump than Mike Pompeo. So in that regard, I think he'll be very effective.
Secretary Tillerson had, it seemed, a much more muscular stance on Russia than the president did. How much of a factor do you think that might have been in this decision?
I don't think Mike Pompeo's taken a back seat to anyone when it comes to Russia. Mike is very clear that Russians interfered in our elections and that the Russians are a bad actor. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that Pompeo seems to be closer to Trump, and he wants somebody I think he feels closer to.
It's two top-level cabinet officials out in a week. How much does that concern you about just the stability of the people advising the president?
Well, I think Pompeo's a good choice.
Okay, so that was Lindsey Graham. You know, Lindsey Graham is as aggressive against Russia as Pompeo is, and I think that's why he kind of likes him, is that Pompeo is, you know, this stuff of Russia and Russian interference, this guy is solidly on board that to stop that, and has several times made points about it. And in looking at this, Joe Scarborough kind of he came in and as a news flash and did this little routine.
The Washington Post just at 8:40 a.m. 2 minutes ago with this breaking news: Trump ousts Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, will replace him with CIA Director Mike Pompeo. President Trump has ousted Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and replaced him with CIA Director Mike Pompeo, orchestrating a major change to his national security team amid delicate negotiations with North Korea, White House officials said Tuesday. The Washington Post goes on and says Tillerson has made public remarks last year insisting he was not planning to quit, despite persistent reports of disagreements between him and the White House over staffing issues at the State Department and a disconnect over what President Trump saw as Tillerson's conventional approach to policy matters.
So Joe was all kind of, because all the shows had just ended right when this thing announced, and he Trump did a tweet of it, and that kind of got everything going. But it the way this thing has landed has been pretty darn good, I think. Pretty good. Let me see which way we need to go here. John Roberts did a live shot from the White House, and this is kind of a three-piece journey here, but he's going to be talking about the departure. And one of the first questions was, he fired or was he just stepped down? Let's listen in.
Rex Tillerson, fired or quit?
He was asked to step aside, I'm told. Yeah, we had barely even got our first cup of coffee down before this happened. You could hear the helicopter, too, behind me landing to take the president to Andrews Air Force Base. He's headed for California today. We'll tour the border. Rex Tillerson was asked by the president on Friday to step aside. The reason why the president wanted to make the change now is because he wanted to have a new team in place for his dealings with North Korea. Also wanted to have a new team in place for all of the trade negotiations that are going to be happening this year. With infrastructure now looking like it's really not going to go anywhere, trade will be the big focus of this administration for the next 8 to 9 months. And the president wanted to make sure that he had a team in there that he really likes, he really trusts. Because it's no secret that while Rex Tillerson had a vote of confidence from the president early on, that seemed to wane substantially. Tillerson always seemed kind of like the odd person out at the State Department. I'm told by people inside the State Department that he really didn't get it when it came to sort of the public face of diplomacy. He was operating more as a CEO, doing a lot of things behind closed doors, getting his own lines of communication going, and that wasn't really jiving with the way that the State Department has traditionally done things. You know, we had Mike Pompeo on Fox News Sunday, and I never, ever thought to ask him the question of, by the way, are you going to be Secretary of State come Tuesday? He clearly knew about all of this. Again, the president told Tillerson on Friday to step aside. The fact that Gina Haspel, who is a 32-year career service officer at the CIA, is now ascending to the position of the director really is an important piece of news here. She will be the first woman, female service career officer, to head the CIA rather than a political appointee, as most presidents have chosen. She is one that has risen up through the ranks. She knows that place top to bottom. And I talked to Mike Pompeo about that on Sunday off camera. Just how long did it take you to get up to speed with what's going on at the CIA, even though you were on the Intelligence Committee for a long, long time in the House? And he said that every day he learned something new about the CIA. So to have Gina Haspel there, who's come up, picked herself up from the bootstraps and climbed all the way through that organization, should be a big asset for the president.
Guess what one of her jobs was that she did. She was in charge of the Black Ops prisons.
Interesting.
In the interrogation units. So when she goes up for confirmation, then she's going to be asked about that.
Oh, I'm sure. And a few other things the CIA is reported to do.
I hope that's in a closed door meeting out here, because that can be touchy. But first female, I guarantee you that the person who made the recommendation of that was Pompeo himself, because he knows how closely he's going to have to work with the new CIA person. And to have the CIA matched with State Department is going to be something pretty good. If you got to remember that Hillary Clinton, during the time she was Secretary of State, she was there strictly so she wouldn't run against Barack Obama for president midterm and for re-election. So that's all she was doing there. And then once he got re-election, then she left and Kerry comes in. But we haven't had a strong Secretary of State in a long time. Long time. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan and Joey, for taking my call today.
Appreciate you calling.
Hey, did I hear that correctly? She's going to be the first female to be the director of the CIA?
That is correct.
Boy, man, I guess the feminists and the liberals won't be hearing reporting about that, will they?
Well, the Hillary Clinton said that, and I'll play her remarks or something about that, but she said that, called basically Trump a Neanderthal, looking backwards in time and going backwards in time. And here he is. He's going to appoint the first female CIA director. And I promise you this. She is going to be very, very capable, because Pompeo, first in his class at West Point, Harvard Law School graduate and Harvard graduate, he's not going to go pick a dummy, suggest a dummy for that.
And it's so great to hear somebody gets rewarded and works their way through the ranks, being retired military myself, in the sense that instead of just a political appointment, like you were saying in your little clip. Because, like, for example, the Secretary of Air Force, it's usually a civilian who's never been in the Guard, the Reserve, or active duty, has anything to do with the Air Force. So it's kind of hard for you to make decisions for something that you've never even, worn my boots.
Mm-hmm.
And here's somebody who's gone through the ranks. I think that's just terrific. Somebody gets promoted within the ranks.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound good for the troops, too, in the back? Yeah. They're like, man, I can work my way up someday.
Bingo. And let me tell you, with all the criticism that Trump has given the CIA and the problems that they've had in the intel community, I think this is going to be a good vote of confidence that they're getting one of us in here who is not political.
Exactly, because it's like, man, look, he appointed one of us.
Yeah, well, let me
park people.
Let's look at this in another direction. Guess who was there during the time of Brennan and Clapper?
Who?
This lady that's going to be there. She was there. She was in a deputy position underneath them. So what did she know? And what did she know what was going on?
And maybe those people out in the field will have a little more confidence in their leadership now.
Yeah, because here Pompeo was coming in, and he didn't see anything. People had to tell him about it. And this lady was actually there. It's like, ding, ding, ding on this one.
Nothing better than experience and OJT, on-the-job training.
There you go.
I'm excited about it. I would hope you know, I guess it shows me that the left and the feminists and the liberals out there don't really care. They only use a female first when it's convenient for their agenda. But when we do it on the right, you don't hear anything positive about it.
Yep. And let me tell you, this is just like the North Korea meeting. The press is confused. They don't know what to do. They, you know, shake up in the White House, shake up in the Trump administration. And then they start looking at this thing, and they realize how positive it is.
Well, they're trying to find a way to spin it to make it sound negative, because if he didn't accept it, oh, he's the war mongrel, he's ready to push that button, and he's ready to go to war. But then here he says, okay, let's talk. He's still a villain. This man can do no wrong. I mean, do no right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, to them, that's absolutely right.
Well, you guys have a great day. Enjoy the beautiful weather.
I will, and you too. NewsHour 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show. Let's go to a break, come back. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are five reasons a first home homebuyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-time homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-time homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
You let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl...
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Let's go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good, I'm doing good. Hey, man, I got a good question for you.
Sure.
You know, President Reagan, President Trump is the best president I think we've had since Reagan.
He is certainly Reagan. The most unusual president we've had since Reagan.
Yes, sir. I serve under Bush, Reagan, Carter, Clinton. How was President Reagan?
How was he?
What kind of person was he? I know you had a conversation with him.
Oh, yeah. He was a great guy. Very, very funny, very caring. He loved this country and would really, when you would get him excited at an event, he would just go to town with it. We knew when he would veer off his normal speech and start doing some special speeches that he had really gotten turned on by the crowd.
Good. I never met the man, but when he became president, my pay doubled.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He became president.
Oh, because of the Volunteer Army.
He increased the military, and my pay doubled under Reagan.
Right.
And he just did good things, and I think Trump will, too.
Yeah, I think it's starting to come together for Trump. I think some of the mishaps that started out with was bad advice to him, and he now has got his instincts in line with his administration, and I've yet to see his instincts be bad.
Me too, and I think that was a good move he made by letting Tillerson go. I think that's a good move. And the new CIA director, a female.
That
will, still there?
I am. That will make those feminists be quiet.
Well, yeah, they've been dogging the man that he don't support women, and now look at him. I mean.
Well, first of all, that's not true. Some of his biggest project managers were women. Actually, and the one who ran his philanthropic group was a female.
You report that. The liberal media does not.
No, you're spot on with that.
Yes. That's why, man, I love your show, love your program, you enjoy, and keep on doing what you do, dude. This is where I get my info from.
Thanks, Clint. I really appreciate you listening.
I just had a question about Reagan. I wish I could have met the man, but... He was a good president.
People would tell me, particularly females, would tell me when they would meet him, they would go, "You just want to hug him." I mean, and he's tall, but they go, "I just want to hug him," type thing. And he comes across like that. He has a real aura about him that is you can really feel it when he walks into a room. Clint, thanks for the telephone call. I'm going to go to Ritz. Hey, Ritz, welcome on board the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, he's talking about Ronald Reagan. That always stirs up anger with me, the way the press treated him. They treated him like a dog. And he would just smile and grin at him and just keep on doing what he was doing. And I always admired him for that. He was always careful and measured. He was slow to anger. And he turned this country around, because let me tell you something, Jimmy Carter left us in a mess.
He really did.
Barack Obama. Oh, gosh. I was in the military, and let me tell you something. We felt it big time. We couldn't get parts, and things were, running, were long to be replaced, and it was just an absolute mess. But the reason I called is, I longed for the day when, like that lady that was... assigned the director of CIA, that she would be lauded for her ability instead of her sex. She struggled to be the best and worked her way through the ranks. And what's she known for being the first female leader of the CIA, instead of all the other accomplishments she's done through her life.
Yeah.
And I'm just so sick of identity politics and, you know, why didn't they say something about Mike Pompeo being bald? it's just that's how ridiculous it is to me. If they'd have said something about him being bald, I go, well, what's that got to do with it? Well, that's what I feel about her sex. You know, I knew what her sex was by her name. And, anyway, I just get so tired of it. I don't care what color skin they are. I don't care what their sexual orientation is. If they are qualified and they do a good job and they've got a history of success in their career that indicates they're going to do a good job for us, hey, I'm all for them. I don't care what color their skin is, and what color their eyes are, or if they're bald-headed, or if they're female or male or whatever. It just gets old. It gets old, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. And again, this is going to be, I'm really eager to see the news, to see how they're going to handle this on ABC, NBC, and CBS tonight.
Well, you just about have to stick it in their face, because that's what they're all about, is identity politics. And you go, you appoint a female, and you go, well, see, we appoint females, but only the only reason you have to say it is because that's what they're all about. Yeah. As they say in the Deep South, that's how they do. All right, my friend, have a good one, and thank you for taking my call, Dan.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you, buddy. Newstalk 93.1 FM. It looks like Rex Tillerson is about to speak at the State Department. We're going to see if we can come up with a live feed. If you want to go back to the thing where he's asking for the cable, my account's with Wow.
I've got it. I found it on YouTube here.
Good for you. Good for you. Let me do this, since we may be into the Tillerson story here by the time we come back. Let me remind you that this hour is sponsored by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location, just in case we get caught up with this. And go by and see Dick Brubaker or Don Wicker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener, how much you appreciate them being a vital part of this show. Guys, they still have got the great deals going, so take advantage of it. Go by and see what they've got. It's not going to cost you anything to look, and then you can make a much better and informed decision. Dan Morris Show will be back after our top of the hour break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says Mike Pompeo will be a great Secretary of State. He's chosen the CIA director to take over for Rex Tillerson. He's been fired. A State Department undersecretary released a statement saying Tillerson did not speak to the president and was not told why he was fired. That undersecretary is now fired as well. The president's nominating Deputy Director Gina Haspel to replace Pompeo as CIA director.
She will need to go through the Senate conference.